now welcome in the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Everybody is good. Can't imagine a better start for your JMU tenure. A very impressive record-setting 80-7 win over Morehead State. Give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. You know, first game, new coaching staff, first time together, and you know, you just never know truly what to expect. But I thought that our kids were extremely focused and came out ready to play and played with a tremendous energy level and played very, very hard. I mean, that's the thing that stuck out the most was just how hard we played and, for the most part, how clean we played all night long. So I think, you know, probably about as good of a opening night performance as we could expect, you know, coming in here.
First game as head coach and a huge crowd for you at Bridgeforth Stadium. Give me your impressions of that in your first night at JMU.
Well, I've heard a lot about game day atmosphere here at JMU. You know, ever since last January when I was first hired, everybody's been talking about the crowd, the excitement, the energy level in the stadium, and I think that everything lived up to those expectations there on Saturday. You know, I thought certainly excited to have a crowd of that size for the opener, and to have them just really into the game and everything just really made it an exciting game day atmosphere. It's really a great day for JMU.
We've got a couple of media questions in queue. If you'll get those for us, Erica.
Yes, your first question is from Dave Thomas from ESPN Harrisburg.
Hey, Coach, congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Let's talk about communication, first of all, between your staff, being a new staff together, first game, new stadium. How was the communication between the staff, and then how was the communication then conveyed between the staff and the team?
I thought it went really, really well for the first game. You know, we never had a deal where there was, we didn't have delay of games. We didn't have problems getting plays in or getting calls in, and, you know, everything was pretty clean. So, for the first game, I was very, very pleased with the total operation, sideline press box kind of deal.
And lastly, you spoke about last week having a different tone, a game week tone. What kind of tone do you want practice to have this week?
Well, you know, the biggest thing, and I've told them, I said, you know, everybody's going to be patting you on the back, telling you how good you are. I said, you got to just let that kind of roll off your back and not pay a whole lot of attention to it, and you got to forget about Saturday night and completely turn our focus to Central Connecticut State. And so I really expect Tuesday to be a pretty intense, hard-nosed practice in preparation for a new opponent.
Coach, thanks so much. Good luck this week.
Thanks a lot.
And your next question is from Greg Mania from Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach. When you went back in and you were able to watch the tape, evaluate the tape, is it clean as it looked Saturday night? And was there anything you saw on the tape that you want your guys to improve upon?
Well, I think number one, I think it was very clean for a first game. And at the same time, we found plenty we needed to correct, and that's one thing is we always watch film with the kids first, and then I meet with them after they've seen the film. That way they see all the things that we can improve on, and I do think that most teams make the most improvement from week one to week two because they can address those things that all of a sudden pop up on game film. I do think the effort and intensity level that they played with covered up for, you know, some of the things that we've got to get corrected as far as fundamentals or scheme.
That makes sense. Were you happy? Obviously, Brian had a good first game as your starting quarterback. On film, was there anything that you saw that needed work, or was it good as far as the quarterback play goes?
Well, I mean, I think that there's plenty of stuff that Coach Kirkpatrick addressed with Brian. Just he's got to clean up, going into week two. You know, we're going to see we're going to see a more athletic defense this week and a bigger defense, and so we've got to clean some stuff up with some fundamentals there with Brian. Just to keep us operating at a high level.
Gotcha. Well, what do you see initially out of Central Connecticut State? What's your initial impressions?
Well, I think first, I think they're a good defensive football team. You know, and you know, they turn the ball over, you know, just had a horrible day offensively turning the ball over against Lafayette, and, you know, probably, you know, caused them to look worse than they are offensively, because they do have some skill on offense. But I thought, you know, in spite of, you know, I think five turnovers against Lafayette, I thought their defense really played well. Very athletic, good size up front. A lot of experience, you know, some veteran guys that have been playing for multiple years there. So I think we'll be really challenged this week on, you know, on that side of the ball.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Mike, you talked about earlier in the season about everybody knew about Cardon Johnson, Khalid Abdullah, but just the depth you had in the backfield, and it certainly showed itself on Saturday, almost 500 yards rushing and three people over 100 yards. Talk about the contributions you got from a variety of guys Saturday.
Yeah, I was really pleased with our running backs, all four of them. I thought they all when they got the opportunity, they all ran extremely hard. You know, everybody talks about Khalid and Cardon, but, you know, Trey and Taylor – and, you know, Trey had 110 yards rushing. Taylor had 95 and three scores. So, you know, I think when you have that kind of depth and you're able to, you know, you're able to have guys come into the game, you don't have tremendous drop off. You know, certainly that allows us to keep fresh guys in there in the ball game. You know, taking care of the football.
Well, here, Jamie, you head coach Mike Houston. If you have a question for Coach Houston, just hit star one on your keypad. Let's switch over to the defensive side of the ball. It's easy to kind of lose those guys when you put up the 80 points, but also impressive effort for them holding the Morehead State to 182 total yards. You talked about the quarterback at Morehead and what a good player he was. Give me your impressions of your defense in week one.
Well, I think especially looking at the film last year and how Morehead kind of moved the ball up and down the field, you know, against JMU last year, we were very concerned coming into the game. But I thought that our kids went out and played very hard. I thought they played very sound fundamentally and communicated very well. You know, we didn't have a ton of busts out there, which that's, you know, that's one thing I think that we saw a lot on film from last year. And so I'm pleased with overall with our execution in game one and happy for those kids because I think that should give them confidence going into game two just in what we're doing schematically.
Yeah, that's where I was kind of headed my next question. Obviously a new defensive coordinator and a new system, and you talked about the transition that's been. How do you feel like that went just from a scheme? Did you feel like they were lined up right and doing the things you'd like them to do?
Yeah, I did. And the one thing I reminded them on Friday, I said, you know, you may have faced one of the better offenses in the country all preseason. You know, so it's not like you're going to go out there and not be prepared, you know, to face whatever you're going to see on game day. And I thought that that kind of resonated with the kids that, you know, they can handle whatever they're going to see. And so I just think the more that they can have some success here early in the year, the more confidence it's going to give them in just, you know, just do what we do. And that's really the key to our defense. Do what we do and play together and trust each other and just play your butts off.
Before I let you go, you've touched a little bit on Central Connecticut and their game against Lafayette, but as you've studied them, what are going to be some of the keys for your team on Saturday?
Well, I think, you know, I think offensively, I think we got to continue to take care of the football because we're going to have to be much better this Saturday than we were last Saturday as far as facing, you know, facing a quality defense. You know, we're going to see a defense that can really run. We're going to see a defense that's going to match up with us size-wise very well. And so we're going to have to be very, very good on that side of the ball. And then I think, you know, for us defensively, you know, I'm sure that they are going to get, you know, the turnover problems corrected this week in practice. They have a talented quarterback, you know, sitting back there, a tall, rangy guy that throws it around really well. And so, you know, I just think we're going to be tested, you know, much more this Saturday than we were last Saturday, so we've got to be better.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time today. Good luck on Saturday against Central Connecticut, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a great week.
You too.